This room focuses on the Sturrian habitat during the Cenozoic era. The Cenozoic began 66 million years ago and lasts through to the present day. On the frieze, you can see that during the Cenozoic, the Sturrian landscape was characterized by swamps, open savanna, and finally the Ice Age. During the Cenozoic, Styria was still in part covered with sea. About 17 million years ago, the Styrian basin subsided, and at the same time the sea level rose so that today's eastern Styria was flooded. In the area of Gleichenberg, large shield volcanoes erupted during what is known as the first volcanic phase. Eventually, between 16 and 15 million years ago, the sea was at its widest. About 12 million years ago, the sea was cut off from other seas and began to silt up. After a second volcanic phase came the Ice Age. Both the two volcanic phases and the Ice Ages shaped the landscape of the Styrian Basin as we still know it today. In the area on the right of the room, you will see models of both Styrian volcanic phases, which are also explained in the audio guide. In other sections, you can hear about the huge fossil tree and about life forms in the swamps of the Neogene period. Also in this room, we hear about typical Ice Age creatures, such as mammoths and cave bears, and about the Ice Age itself. On the left-hand side of the central platform, you will see jaw parts from various prehistoric elephants, which lived on the savannas during the Cenozoic period. On the right-hand side of the room, you can see what are known as soil profiles. Soil profiles allow us an insight into the history of the Earth. A further section of the audio guide will explain more about how these are produced. At the workbenches, you can discover how it is that living beings are transformed into fossils and what index fossils are. You can also become a researcher yourself. Dig up fossils or look at microfossils under the microscope.